This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the Premier, not in the world, because their results speak about that. They won the Premier and they deserve that recognition. The best in the world, we'll see. Yesterday I was in LMA dinner, and I think he deserves that recognition as well. To speak about the best in the world, there are many very good managers, and you know, are different opinions about that. About that, if you only speak about the results, you have to say the team who win is the best.
Get yourself into the Premier League of Health with On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang. Be on the ball with your health.
Watford boss Javi Gracia there, reluctantly bigging up Pep Guardiola. It is the FA Cup final weekend. We have a full preview coming up for you. We also have our season's winners and losers. It's all coming up in our final Friday show of the season. And with me in the studio on our final Friday show of the season, we've got Shankar Santhiram.
Hello, everyone.
You were on the first show and now you're on the last
show.
I know. Isn't it appropriate?
It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We're done. We're done for the year.
Lin Chu is here as well.
It's good to be back for the final show of a final Friday show of the season.
The guys asked Lin, do you ever not wear blue? She said, yes, sometimes I wear the Everton away kit. Bob Holmes is also here.
Hi, everybody.
Resplendent in red. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Follow us on social media. It's BFM Football on Instagram and on Facebook as well. Midweek football was championship playoffs. It was the second legs and Aston Villa find themselves in the final. They lost 1-0 to West Brom on the night, but it was a 2-2 draw on aggregate and Aston Villa won 4-3 on penalties. The goalkeeper, Jed something or other. Jed Stearman. He saved two penalties. He was the third choice keeper at the start of the season.
Yeah, Villa. What can you say about them? Only, I think, good to see them coming back.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
a big club.
Yeah.
Villa are a big club. And no disrespect to some of the others down there, but Villa belong in the Premier League. They're European Cup winners, and that means a lot. They get massive crowds, and it's taken them a couple of years, but I think they look as if they're going to come back now. This was a tricky one because it was a local derby.
Mm.
West Brom have got a good record against Villa.
Yep.
They're always a kind of a nuisance team to Villa.
Mm-hmm.
And it, yeah, very close, went to penalties. But Villa's momentum, which they had in that 15-game winning run, there was a danger of that petering out, which it did to some extent. They've not been quite as convincing in the playoffs, but they've done enough. And now they've got a couple of weeks off to regroup before the final. So
yeah.
I think it'd be good to have them back.
Mm. For West Brom, they kind of shot themselves in the foot in the first leg. Dwight Gayle, who was probably their best player, got himself red carded, so he was suspended for this one.
Yeah, not having him around is a big problem for them. Yeah,
they also got another player sent off, Chris Brunt. And it was ridiculous. If you see how he was red carded, it was like four separate yellow cards, proper yellow cards.
Yeah, and he gets away
but
with
they still
it.
Managed to hold on for the 1-0 win. But it's just that, they lost some penalties.
But like Bob said, momentum was always with Villa going into this. And momentum is important in the playoffs, isn't it? Because it means nothing coming third. In fact, it probably works against you.
Yeah. Exactly. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth,
Third. The third team has a history of not making
of
it.
Of not making it,
And you would know this, right, Bob? Because you research everything about third teams and fourth teams and fifth teams. Good man.
And first teams.
But I'm really hoping that Villa will, get into the Premier League.
Isn't it really interesting that the second largest city in the UK I think it is, isn't it, Bob? The second largest city in the UK?
Birmingham,
And they don't have a representative in the Premier League. That's odd. It must be very hard to live in Birmingham at the moment. At the moment, without
and
a
they lost
the
last year, they've got to make it to the playoffs.
Them and Gogolin, both of them will be very happy if Villa get into the.
Well, Gogs will be going over, won't he, for the playoff?
He will be very happy.
He will. I'm quite sure he will.
West Brom's Jimmy Shan, who was their caretaker manager, it's crazy that they sacked Darren Moore in the first place, but Jimmy Shan took over. Apparently, he's going to step down now. West Brom are now looking for a new coach. We understand it's between ex-Brighton boss, Chris Hughton, and Lincoln City's Danny Cowley. Now, apparently, Danny Cowley has earned Lincoln 2 promotions in 3 years, from the National League to League One. So I guess he's the cheaper option, Bob.
He's a former PE teacher as well, so I mean,
well, Tony Pulis is now available.
Oh, good shout!
Yeah.
I think West Brom lost a lot of neutral fans when they sacked Darren Moore.
It was a crazy decision.
West Brom, not too many people got anything against them. But after that, an outrageous sacking, which did smack of racism, quite frankly.
Yeah.
That's the word. That's the word on the street. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they lost.
So they want one Hughton there, then?
Because
he's kind of...
It's a little bit strange. Really, you don't want to go into this, but... I mean, maybe they're not even aware that he's, black.
This is a whole different kind of worms here.
Better stop there.
Yeah, but if they choose Lincoln City's Danny Cowley, then West Brom will have to pay £500,000 in compensation, which is nothing in today's crazy money. It seems to be between those two. Villa through to the final, which is going to happen in 10 days' time on the 27th. They will take on Derby County. Derby were 4-2 winners at Elland Road at Leeds. Gives them a 4-3 aggregate win. And a defiant Frank Lampard came out after the game and said, nobody gave us a chance. Everybody wrote us off. So now he's there to take on John Terry in the final.
And then he might,
what's a lovely coming together.
He might be getting Sarri's job after that.
Will they hug each other after?
I'm sure.
Before and after.
But joking aside, this was quite good by Derby. But although we can argue that Leeds totally went off the boil maybe 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it, about that decision by Bielsa to give
Aston
Villa a goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they would have been up by now. They wouldn't have even been involved in this, would they? Yeah. It was a sporting gesture, of course. Business-wise, what would you have done?
The good guys will always say that what he did was right because it was, because you don't see good gestures and warmth in football. It's always confrontational. Everyone is up each other's, necks and stuff like that. But from a business point of view, the people who are the bean counters right now are going, he's going to get hurt, Bielsa. I'm quite sure somebody's going to call him up and say, dude, you're the reason we don't have the money that we should have.
It's just karma for Spygate.
There's a question mark now as to whether he will carry on next season. He's been quoted as saying that if the club offers me an opportunity to carry on, I will consider their proposal.
Yeah, but it is a decision of God as well, isn't it?
I think Bielsa's bigger than Leeds in this situation.
Well, he's got a 2-year contract, so it shouldn't be down to being given an opportunity.
No.
He has the opportunity.
No, I think what he's saying is if they don't sack me, I'll carry on.
Well, he's using an interpreter, so maybe it was a little bit lost in translation.
A bit of racism there as well.
What it does mean is that Leeds will stay out of the top flight. It will now stretch to a 16th year out of the English top flight. I remember O'Leary in charge. They were playing Champions League football and buying big players.
Yeah. And they're a huge club as well. I mean, we were talking about Aston Villa earlier, not actually being in the top flight and being such a, an honour to come. An honour for the Premier League to have them back. I think Leeds are one of those clubs. I mean, they've not been around for a long time. Too long.
They're not dissimilar to Liverpool, are they? Next year is their year.
I'm not getting involved with this. You're upset with Bob and you're just dragging me into this right now.
But Frank Lampard at Derby has done a good job, right? He's brought in some decent loan players in Mason Mount and the Liverpool kid.
Obviously they came because of Frank Lampard's name. But this raises the question of what they're going to do when they go back to their parent clubs. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's quite a few of them. They're key players.
Yeah, they're all key players. Yeah.
Do they have the money?
Well, half the team will go back mm-hmm. to their parent clubs. I mean, Harry Wilson scored the penalty.
But they will have the money if they get up there, right? They will have extra money to buy or to make offers.
But the parent clubs might not want to sell them.
Yeah, but before
or
they
even loan them out.
Yeah, before they came as loan players because they didn't have the money. So they had to come on as loan players. But now that they get in, if they get into the parent club, even if they go back into the parent club, if the club gets into the Premier League, they'll have that extra money. Frank Lampard can go out and buy whoever he wants now.
Well,
the money that he has.
They won't want to sell them. These guys
he's going to build a new team.
Yes, but the parent club won't want to sell these players. I mean, Liverpool won't want to sell Harry Wilson.
No, definitely
Chelsea
not.
Won't
not
want
him.
To sell
Mason Mount won't be sold. So
I'm saying is they have the money to go. He'll have the money to go and buy new players. Not these players, not keep the players who got him there, but get new players. Because
But then you're talking about finding chemistry and finding...
Well, but that's the point, though.
This is a first-time manager as well.
Yeah, but I think you did say that they came because of him, which means he's actually got something special. He knows how to inspire and engage people to deliver the results that he wants. So he can buy anybody he wants right now. I think he's a dark horse for being a manager of the year, actually, for me.
Frank Lampard.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh.
That's a big call.
Business of making big calls, Bob.
They've got to beat Aston Villa for a start.
They probably will.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Is this your big shout?
That's my big shout.
Derby to beat Aston Villa. Yeah. Well, it is a big shout.
I'll grant you that.
But Villa are pretty much in that same boat as well with the loan. I mean, Tammy Abraham belongs to Chelsea.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. And he's what 27 goals this season for Villa.
Yeah, Villa are a wealthier club than Derby, though.
Absolutely,
they?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the difference.
Do you reckon Villa are favourites in that playoff final?
It's a tough choice for me because I have a soft spot for Villa simply because
we can't see this, but Gogolin's nodding his head right now, really crazily in the car, going yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, I like what Lampard has done
Absolutely.
With Derby. It's just amazing. Yeah. So
I think
really
I'm I'm an impartial observer here. I just find Lampard more stylish, more. You know, what I do in my daily life is I'm a leadership coach, and that's what I do for a living. And I find that this guy Lampard has turned this team around. He's got a disparate group of people, and he's got them there, and he's got something there. He's learned something from all his. He's learned from Harry Redknapp. He's learned from Mourinho. He's learned how to man manage people.
It's not just that his personality as well. He's very likable,
and people play for him.
So if Derby and Leeds go up, would they be favourites to go down?
Are you already deciding?
I'm saying this because in my book, I think Norwich and Sheffield United are more relegation worthy. More likely, absolutely.
Well, you said Derby and Leeds. You mean Villa, don't you?
Sorry, I'm Derby and Villa. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Of those four, we're mentioning four clubs now.
Yeah.
Who's the most likely to go down? Yeah, definitely Sheffield United. And I would say Derby if they happen to go up.
You think so?
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, that's the playoff final. It's going to happen on Monday. It's a public bank holiday in the UK, so it's normally a big thing, the playoff final. Bob and I were talking about it. It's normally a bank holiday Monday. You're a little bit full from your kebab. and you enjoy that game a lot.
Not this Monday, hasten to add.
No, not this Monday. Right. we should mention, because this one's got all of us a little bit angry, the fact that the Europa League final is being played in Baku, in Azerbaijan, on the 29th of May. It's going to feature two London clubs. We understand they've both been given 6,000 tickets allocation. It's a 60,000-seater stadium, right? Your two finalists have been given 6,000 tickets.
Each.
Yeah. I was reading yesterday a spokesperson for Arsenal saying, I'd like to see how many of those 6,000 actually make it there.
Mm.
Yeah, because, I mean, just to get there, it's crazy. You know, there's no direct flights
it's
from London.
It's a hell of a journey.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
They have to take connecting flights and expensive.
That aside, UEFA could not
assure the safety of
an Arsenal player, Henrik Mkhitaryan, who is Armenian, mm-hmm. and, you know, Azerbaijan and Armenia are not exactly friends at the moment. But Yeah, so it looks like they may have to leave him out. Now, he's a big game player.
Yeah.
Mkhitaryan. He scored in the last
year. He's got the experience. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, you've got to say that it was sod's law for UEFA.
They can't do anything right, can they?
You know, yeah, an Armenian guy would actually qualify. Absolute sod's law.
They never thought about this. Never thought about that. The quants who sat behind it did all the math. Went like, there's no possibility of Arsenal ever getting there.
But having said that, that's the only leeway I'm going to give them. Because it really does look as though the lunatics have taken over the asylum. Yes. Oh. I mean, a place like that, you don't want to disrespect them or anything, but it's a distant place where most of the clubs who qualify for the final are Western Europeans.
Yes.
So you're talking about a huge distance for the fans to travel, whoever it is, with a Spanish club.
Quite close for us, actually. It's closer for
us. It's closer for us, yeah. Yeah, it is. Ridiculous, isn't it? And then this supreme insult of 6,000 fans. I mean, if this... They could take 100,000 fans each if it was in a sensible venue, if they could hold them.
Yeah.
And then you've got this issue with Mkhitaryan. Which boils down to the fact that Armenia has this historic rivalry with Azerbaijan, the host country, going back centuries. I mean, we don't want to go into that. We don't know what that's all about. But if UEFA, in their wisdom, cannot guarantee the safety of a player, whoever he is, or whatever country...
Why are they even there?
They don't...
The beggars believe, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? They should just take the final away, shouldn't they? Right. There's plenty of other grounds.
Absolutely. There'll be a whole range of people who'll open their doors up.
Have
right
it, Bukit Jalil. No problem. Sorted. Yeah.
Well, Azerbaijan, Baku, Bukit Jalil, Kuala Lumpur. Absolutely. Same distance.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back then, our season's winners and losers. That is next.
And Aubameyang gets one back. It's just what Arsenal needed with half-time approaching.
On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang.
That's Virgil van Dijk. Salah trying to pass. He does. Instinctive finish in front of the cup. Potential champions do walk away.
On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang.
Thanks for sticking with us, Lynn, Bob and Shankar, in on our final Friday show of the season. And here then are our season's winners and losers.
This week's winners and losers.
This season's big winners are Manchester City and their boss Pep Guardiola. 198 points and 201 goals across two league seasons, with the Carabao Cup won and the possibility of a domestic treble this weekend. So for becoming the first team to retain the Premier League title in a decade, we say Pep Guardiola and Man City, you are this season's big winners. Honourable mentions go to the Liverpool title challenge. They accumulated the third highest points total in Premier League history and pushed Man City all the way to finish a magnificent second. To Africa for providing the three joint Golden Boot winners, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang from Arsenal and Mane and Salah from Liverpool, all had 22 league goals each. To Eden Hazard, he's got 26% of the league goals scored by Chelsea players, contributed 29% of their assists, had 22% of their shots on target, created 20% of their chances and completed 31% of their dribbles. To Maurizio Pochettino and Spurs, consecutive top four finishes and a Champions League final in 2 weeks. To Nuno Espirito Santo and Wolves, it was a worthy 7th place finish for the team who was the scourge of the top 6. To Javi Gracia and Watford, a respectable 11th place finish in the end for the Hornets, plus a cup final against City to look forward to. And finally, to Ralf Hasenhüttl. He steadied the ship at Southampton after Mark Hughes' sacking and saved them from relegation. This season's big losers are Manchester United. It was an awful season that began with Jose Mourinho in charge and ended with confirmed interim coach Solskjaer with just 2 wins in the last 12 matches. So for missing out on the top 4, despite help from the rest of the pack, we say Manchester United, you are this season's biggest losers. Dishonourable mentions go to Fulham for a season that started with money spent and so much promise, but ended in relegation. to the Arsenal defence, we also include Granit Xhaka in this. Simply awful. To Andy Carroll and Jack Wilshere of West Ham, did they actually play at all this season? To Huddersfield Town, they achieved the third lowest points total in Premier League history. And finally, to Alexis Sanchez. Alexis gets a special mention simply because he's the highest paid player ever in the EPL to be remunerated for growing facial hair.
And it's a lovely tash. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. It's the most expensive moustache ever donned by a football player. Oh. There you go. Producer Tash with the season's winners and losers. We had a good laugh, but go on then, guys.
And we cried.
We cried a lot. Oh. Best manager is, for me, between Pep and Jurgen Klopp. Who are we going for as the overall best manager?
Is there another one? I think you've got to go for Guardiola. I mean, he won it, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And it will be confirmed if he wins the FA Cup. It will be the first treble, right? Domestic treble.
It's not just that, but it's the way he's galvanised the entire team.
And the way
I don't see any prima donnas,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And the way he carries himself. You don't have these silly press conferences afterwards. Either he's on a high, on a low, or he's
just smiling.
Like he's not moaning like Mourinho or smiling like an idiot. Like
complaining about snow, or this or that,
or the wind or anything else. He just gets on with it. He just puts his head down and gets on with it.
I've got a Pep Guardiola soundbite constantly replaying in my head. It's winning is addictive. He said that, didn't he? And okay, we all generally agree. Pep Guardiola, manager of the year, player of the year then. Who would that go to?
Well, I think that the writers and the players chose the two, didn't they?
Virgil van Dijk.
And Raheem Sterling.
And Raheem Sterling.
I think that's, I don't think many people would argue with that.
Yeah, I'd say we'd agree with that. Okay, let's move on. Best team to watch. In terms of entertainment, every time you turn them on, they were good to watch. No complaints.
City.
Mm-hmm. Because they could turn it on. You know, I just watched like fully deep concentration watching the last game of the season, right? They were just tossing the ball around and then they go 1-0 down and 90 seconds later, they score a goal and then they up the ante and hit four. I mean, it's like you just look at them and you go, wow.
Liverpool have been great to watch as well, but it's just different with City.
No, it's laborious. Sometimes it's very laborious.
I didn't think City were quite as good as they were last year.
No, they weren't.
They were better last year, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. That kind of made them better this year, if you know what I mean. The fact that they weren't as good, but they still won. Look at that point. So, what, 2 of 100? Okay, so Bessie, I'd like to throw Wolves. Wolves in the hat as well. Every time I've seen Wolves play this season, I thought they were worth the watch. Best game of the season?
Best game, without any doubt, has to be Barcelona Anfield. a week or so ago. I can't remember now. It will live forever. That comeback by Liverpool.
Lynn and I have nothing to say about this.
Absolutely incredible.
Lynn and I will not say anything about this.
What's Lynn's best game of the season? Which Everton
I'm
winner?
I'm going to get a love stick for this. 4-0 Everton Man United. Oh. I'm going to get a love stick.
That's fine.
Obviously, I'm biased.
I'm okay with that. My best game of the season, PSG against Manchester United. Manchester United, come back, right?
Nice one.
VAR.
Okay, we go from the best to the worst then. Worst manager of the season.
Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt for me.
Yeah, without any shadow of a doubt whatsoever.
Absolutely. Ditto. You can say whatever you want about how amazing he was and what he did, and he won the first Europa League for United, but he was just god-awful. God-awful.
I mean, he made Mark Hughes look good, didn't he?
That's hard to do. Mark has been doing it repeatedly for years.
That's a massive statement. Worst player of the season. Lynn, start.
I guess it goes to Sanchez.
Well, value for money, definitely. Yeah.
For me, Pogba. Because you know how good he is.
You know how good he is, how he can turn things around. Yeah. And then he just gets into that headspace in his head and he messes the team up. He messes everyone up. And, you know, Sanchez, you know, I agree with you that it's Sanchez.
But he probably doesn't get as many starts.
You know, for me, Sanchez is a low hanging fruit, right? Meaning he's just there growing his moustache.
It's because, it's because he loves his dog.
Oh, yes, that's the plus point about Sanchez, that he loves his dog.
I'm not allowed to say Sanchez. Susie will kill me if I say anything bad about Sanchez.
I always feel that Pogba is like cancer to the team.
No, it's just absolutely awful because you know how amazing he can be, you know, but then he just implodes and everything just goes, it melts down.
Okay, carrying on then, would that make Manchester United your worst team to watch of the season?
Manchester United that I know, because, you know, I'm almost 50 and I only know success with Manchester United. This has been the worst Manchester United team to watch for me. And this season, yeah, worst team to watch because they just take you on the stupid roller coaster ride when you know you have great players and they don't do it. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Anyone else? Any other worst team?
Well, Huddersfield. I mean,
they were pretty horrible to watch.
The teams that got relegated were bad. I mean,
I think they did. Huddersfield were just really dire.
It was like I'd rather watch paint. Really, I really would rather watch paint.
Well, there was some entertaining stuff down there. I mean, I think Crystal Palace are worth a mention. I mean, they surprised us, didn't they?
Well, how bad they were. They pulled off some amazing wins, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Away from home. I don't know where this came from. The inspirational talks of Roy Hodgson couldn't have inspired it, could they? I mean,
big summer for Palace if they can keep hold of Wilf Zaha. Because apparently, if you believe all the papers, he's gone in and told the chairman that he wants Champions League football next season. So.
But he's going for, what, 100 million?
They want 100. Yeah, that's crazy
money.
He's
not worth that, is he?
Before the Neymar craziness kicked in, Bob and I reckon he's worth no more than 20, 25 mil.
Well, they paid almost that for him in the first place, didn't they? Yeah. Alex Ferguson. I think they paid in the teens, anyway, in the teens of millions, and he flopped. I mean, he's obviously he's a good player, a very good player,
but he's not worth that much, nowhere
near 100 million, no.
Okay, before we end this segment, next season's top four. Shankar.
City, Liverpool, Tottenham and Manchester United.
Ooh, that's a big shout already there.
That is your big shout, is it?
I'm going to keep making big shouts that upset you, Bob, this evening.
We've got to wait until the end of next season to find out.
That's right. I love it.
Don't worry. I'm recording it and keeping it on hotkeys. Lynn, what's your top four for next season?
City, Liverpool, Spurs, and, well, the fourth one, I'm not really sure.
Everton!
Say United.
Bob.
I will if you get me some drinks after
sorted,
this.
Sorted.
Are you going to be any different, Bob?
No, I go for the same four. Really, I think Arsenal have got a sniff of a chance if Chelsea mess up with their ban, if they get banned, and Spurs have got a bit of a could be in trouble if they lose Pochettino. Mm. But I don't think they will.
You don't think he's going anywhere, right?
No,
he's not going to go stay. United because you know Solskjaer is going to stay for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Like 3 months.
That's another show, that one.
That's my big shout.
You used number four, right?
another break then. When we come back, we'll look at the rest of Europe. And that's next.
Now Lukaku, they want to stop him on his left foot. It's a lovely ball for Alexis Sanchez, who goes round Cech and puts it into the net and scores.
On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang.
Time to take a touch, time to score. 2-0.
On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us. Lin Chu, Bob Holmes and Shankar Santharam in the studio. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Follow us on social media. It's BFM Football on Facebook and on Instagram as well. The rest of the European leagues, the major ones, are all drawing to a close. The Bundesliga shuts up this weekend. Game 34 will be played and the title is not yet decided. It is going to be between Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. So they're first and second. 2 points the difference between Munich top and Dortmund in second. There's about 18 goals, 17 goals difference.
Bayern
have a massive goal difference in their favour. Bayern are hosting sixth place Eintracht Frankfurt on Saturday, and Borussia Dortmund are away at fourth place Borussia Mönchengladbach. Now, Frankfurt need to win to guarantee they will put themselves in the running for a Champions League playoff. They're playing Bayern. You could probably argue for Mönchengladbach. Mönchengladbach are in fourth at the moment. They're tied with the fifth place team. They would need at least a point against Dortmund, you would expect, to stay in that top four. So it's all going off in Germany, but you were saying, Bob, it's always Bayern.
It's not always Bayern, but they
it's mostly Bayern. You mean.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Borussia Dortmund had their chance. They were way ahead, weren't they, early part of the season? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Looked as if they were going to do it because Bayern were struggling.
They don't have Klopp anymore.
New
that's
coach,
why.
And you know, they were playing good football. Jadon Sancho was the leading assist maker in Europe at the time, really on a high, on a roll. And then they lost their way a bit.
They lost their way a bit. They're conceding goals. They won their last two to put them in the position they're in now.
Yeah, Bayern have been rather unconvincing by their standards. And
it's the old guard.
It's a non-vintage Bayern.
It's a non because you've got Ribery and Robben. Yeah. Who are, what, 39 and 47?
Or leaving, respectively.
And injured half the time as well, yeah. Yeah.
But,
So, it looks very much like Bayern's title, unfortunately. I think I can say that because most neutrals will be on the side of Borussia Dortmund. I think Borussia Dortmund are the most popular club around the world, most popular German club.
Yeah. Outside Germany.
Outside Germany. Even inside Germany.
No, well, yes.
Bayern are not too popular.
No, they're not, but they've got the largest fan base, so which means, you know, number for number, they have the most number of fans in...
Yeah. In numbers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're the Hollywood club, aren't they?
FC Hollywood, that's what they're called.
They're the Manchester United of...
So
A bit more successful than Manchester
United. The final round, then, of the Bundesliga, Saturday, 9:30 p.m., Bayern against Frankfurt, Gladbach against Dortmund. Hanover and Nuremberg are confirmed relegated. Stuttgart are confirmed the relegation playoff spot against the third place team in Bundesliga 2.
Oh.
So there you go. That's Germany done. Spain draws to a close this weekend. We know Barcelona are champions there. Atletico Madrid are second. You've got fourth place up for grabs, though. And at the moment, Valencia, Getafe and Sevilla are fighting for the fourth spot, which is currently occupied by Valencia. Valencia are away at Real Valladolid, who are 16th. So nothing to play for Valladolid there. Valencia have to be favourites for that one. Getafe, who have been going great all season, they host Villarreal in their final game of the season. Villarreal are 14th, the yellow submarine, as they are known. Sevilla, who are 6th, they host Athletic Bilbao. Athletic Bilbao are near the bottom, aren't they?
Pretty low down. But no.
So that's the state of play there. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah, I'd like to see Seville get into the Champions League, but they're more comfortable in the Europa League, aren't they?
Mm.
That's their tournament.
Thanks to Unai Emery.
I don't think it looks like Valencia.
Yeah,
it's in there.
I think it's an easy Valencia run there because they're on the ascendancy in any case, right?
They have been since Gary Neville left.
It's going to be a massive off season in Spain now. Barca might change
hands,
bosses. Yes. If you believe, Atletico looks like a lot of turmoil there. Today we're reading Griezmann is leaving, definitely. It's just a case of where he's going. They might have a few players. Rodri, I hear, might be going as well. So it might be broken up, this very successful Atletico Madrid side.
Yeah, it'd be a shame, wouldn't it?
Mm.
And Simeone wouldn't have won the silverware that he deserved, really. It's been a great era.
It's but the cycle is coming to an end, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all in their... all these stalwarts, they're in their mid-30s, aren't they, some of them?
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
And I don't know what keeps him going if they are having to sell players. I mean, they've got this stadium which will host the finals, Champions League final.
They're very much in debt, aren't they?
Magnificent Athletic stadium. Yeah. £600,000 in debt.
£600 million.
£600 million. Sorry. Yeah. £600 million in debt.
£600,000 we can pay.
You can. Well, Shankar might.
The football show can actually get together. We can all club together and buy Atletico. Sort it.
This is.
Oh, we'll make you manager, Bob.
This is serious stuff, isn't it? Yeah. You know, there could be, and even Barcelona, where are they going to get the money from to pay for Griezmann? They owe Liverpool for Coutinho. They still haven't paid their full.
And that's a terribly bad investment as well.
It's going to be a very interesting off-season. News today that La Liga has vowed to adjust the times of their football matches to suit Asian preferences.
Well, now you know how they're going to find the $600 million.
Well, basically, they've seen how the English league is just totally embraced. But that's not one season, and early kickoffs is not going to do that.
This is years of us watching
Road to Wembley and things like that.
This is 40 years, 50 years of
listening to BBC Radio, second half live commentary.
Monday night football. Do you remember that, Ross? That's the only thing we got. We got Monday night football a week later.
Yeah, they're trying very hard. They had this World Football Summit here recently,
which is basically run by La Liga.
Yeah, they had all their representatives there, and they were trying very, very hard. They're nice guys. They talked a good game, and they were very obliging and very ambitious. But I think deep down, they know that this is a very tough nut to crack.
Mm, yeah.
And one of the big things, of course, which they did even mention, was the language and the fact that this English football has been coming in English the whole time. Yes. Shoot magazine, all the commentaries,
we've grown up
all
with
the
it.
Books.
People have grown up with it.
How do you replace that? I mean, they've had Ronaldo and Messi.
Honestly, I mean, where else would you find Nottingham Forest fans? Mm. Well, outside Nottingham.
Well,
Kuala Lumpur, ten of them.
Even these guys acknowledged the fact that Forest had won the Champions League twice.
Because they were old enough. On that note, we take another break. Listen, when we come back, then we'll start previewing the FA Cup final, which is happening this weekend. That is next.
And Aubameyang gets one back. It's just what Arsenal needed with half-time approaching.
On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang. On the Ball, brought to you by Moneyball Hospitals Klang.
Thanks for sticking with us, Shankar, Lynn and Bob in the studio. This weekend, one team looking to complete an unprecedented domestic treble, maybe bolstering its status as the world's greatest ever football club, will attempt to take on, another team aiming to capture a trophy for the very first time. I think 1984. The last time Watford got to a final.
Lost to Everton
2-0. Lost to Everton 2-0 under Graham Taylor, it was. You can't look at the form guide for this one. In the last 10 meetings, City have won all 10. The scoreline's been 32-6 in Man City's favour.
But Watford's not going to make it easy for them. They are very organised and they're going to make their defence is going to be tight. They're going to make it difficult for them. They're a physical team.
Javi Garcia has got this thing about organising his team really well.
They've got nothing to lose coming into this final, right?
It's a big deal for them. You know, they show up and stuff like that. But you know, we talked about this earlier, Russ. I mean, it was the best team this season. This is the Manchester City team, man. They just know how to turn it on, you know. So I think what will give them a good run, it'll be interesting. They'll be hard to beat. They won't be so easy to break down. Mm-hmm. But City will prevail. They will prevail. They will at the end. They'll just turn on. You know, they'll move up a gear and they'll do some crazy stuff. And Pep will go back to his addiction of winning.
Having said that, they have sort of slipped up before.
Oh yeah, but I don't think they want to slip up now because the league is now passé for them. It's like I've done it last year and I'm done it again. And so I got to do something else. And he keeps losing in the Champions League, right? So he needs something else.
Now,
he needs some other big win.
We should mention that if Watford win against Manchester City. It would mean that Watford would get the Europa League spot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Manchester United would have to go into the qualifiers, which means their season will start end of July.
Which is no bad thing, to be honest. No bad thing at all.
It clashes with the ICC friendlies, isn't it?
Okay, but Bob, what's Javi Garcia telling his team here? Did he tell him, go out and kick Aguero? Because it doesn't work. 30-odd teams have tried that, right, this season?
I think Watford will be physical. We've seen that from them. Mm-hmm. They were physical against Wolves in the semi-final. They've got some big, strong guys who can shake City, I think. I think Kompany will probably play again for his physical presence to handle Troy Deeney. I don't know whether Diolofu is fit, is he, for this? Because he was injured. But his cameo in the semi-final was absolutely incredible.
They need that, don't they?
They do need that. I mean, that was City-esque, wasn't it? It was good enough for City. You know, if he could do that all the time, wow. You know, he wasn't Barcelona.
Well, we've got no news of Delafield being out. He is Watford's highest scorer in all competitions this season. He has 12 goals, and 9 of his 12 have come in his last 13 games.
Which means he's in form.
He's a player on form.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't write them off. And City have lost in the final before to an unfancy team, Wigan. But that was a different City, a very different City.
Very.
And I think that they're still smarting from not being in the Champions
Absolutely,
League.
Absolutely, yes.
Pep was after the quad. Yeah. He kept saying it was not possible that he
now
was after
is
it.
Now still if he wins the Charity Shield. Yeah.
Well, he won't.
But that's kind of next season, you know.
Yeah, that's next season, yeah.
No, but he's already counting this season.
He'll want to do the domestic treble because it's never been done.
That's historical for him.
But hang on,
to put his name on something.
They're saying it's never been done under the Premier League title, but surely it's been done before.
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't think it has.
Well, really? Liverpool haven't done it. Your favourite team?
Well, Liverpool certainly would have been close to it, and they did get a treble.
As usual, close to, but never get there.
Well, they did win 3 trophies. They won the
UEFA
Cup.
They did finish second many, many times in the Premier League and never won it.
They've won the Champions League 5 times. How many times have Man United won?
I don't know why we're talking about Man United now.
Well, you're talking about Liverpool.
We're talking about Watford and Manchester City. You're getting mixed up.
No, you brought Liverpool into it.
No, I'm just talking about the
Richard. We were talking about Man City and Watford, yes.
Okay, let me step in here and say that Sergio Aguero has scored 32 goals in all competitions for Man City this season. When Pep came in, it was quite obvious that Sergio wasn't his cup of tea. Mm. But somehow they've grown to like each other, appreciate each other.
Maradona came in and said hi.
And yet, well, when Aguero comes up with winning goals and 32 goals this season.
Well, also, Jesus has not been as good as he was when he first came.
Yeah,
he had a couple of bad injuries, and he's just not the same player.
They're talking about offloading him and getting another striker in, aren't they, City? Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not. He's not done it, has he? He looked sensational, didn't he, when he arrived? I remember the first few games.
Yeah,
you thought he was going to do wonders.
Yeah, wonder boy. But not anymore.
No.
Head to heads then in this FA Cup final, Kompany against Troy Deeney. That's quite tasty.
Well, that's the big call, isn't
Vonso
it?
Yeah. Bernardo Silva against Jose Holabas. Holabas has had his red card rescinded, so he is available for the final. He's probably, he comes out kicking Jose Holabas, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I was right to rescind that card.
They were right to rescind the card, absolutely. Probably
at the end of this game, they're going to go, we should have kept the card. He's going to kick someone again.
Probably the success story for Man City, apart from everything else, is Oleksandr Zinchenko, who was never looked at in first team. But he's come in. He's more than taken Mendy's spot, hasn't he?
Well, they did this last year, didn't they, with Fabian Delph.
Yeah.
He made a good fist of it, didn't he? Mm-hmm. So they've not really missed Mendy. We thought he was a major signing. We thought he was going to make a big impact to the way he started. Very powerful, driving runs from down the left wing and all that. But then he just gets injured all the time. And I think there's a question mark now whether they'll even keep him.
Mm. Sergio, Aurelio Gomez keeps goal for Watford. He's done for all the FA Cup ties. He will play in the final. I understand he's out of contract this year. They want to keep him on for another year. He's like 90 or something. No, he's about 36 or something like that.
Spurs fans have mixed feelings about him, don't they?
He's a bit of a joker, shall we say.
Capable of a howler.
Yeah, but capable of good games as well.
Oh, yeah.
Spectacularly good games and spectacular howlers, yeah.
All right, brilliant stuff. So that's your FA Cup final. It is Saturday night, Sunday, midnight kickoff, that one. I don't know what these guys are going to come up with, but we're going to try and get a big shout out of them.
What's a shout out? Derby.
Time for the big weekend shout.
Okay, we are starting with Shankar. What's your big shout, Shankar?
Derby!
To?
I don't know.
To beat Villa?
Just beat Villa. I mean, like, really? not how many, but just Derby will be there. Derby will go through. Yeah,
okay.
Sorted.
That's a Monday big shout. What's your big shout then, Lynn? He's taken your Derby, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you think Watford can do City?
No, I don't see it. So maybe Spurs? In my mind, I think Liverpool's going to win it. But my heart is going to say, let's go Spurs, COYS, come on you Spurs.
What an early Champions League big shout. Bob, what's your big shout?
Well, it's not that big, but Liverpool to win by 2 goals.
Does anyone think Watford have any chance this weekend? Not winning, but pushing it to extra time at least.
Well, pushing it, not extra time, pushing it by parking the bus for a long time. That's it.
But
they're going to capitulate.
If City get an early goal, they can't park the bus, can they? And then you could...
Tune in next week for more big weekend shouts.
Yeah, no one's giving Watford a chance here at all. Listen, we're done for our Friday shows then. Thanks for listening throughout the season. Thanks for showing up, guys. Thank you for being here tonight, Shankar.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. It's been a fantastic season.
And Bob?
Yeah, thanks, everybody. A great season. Hope you all enjoyed it.
Yep, we'll be back in August. I'll be back on Monday, so have a great weekend. See you then.
Get yourself into the Premier League of Health with On The Ball, brought to you by Manipal Hospitals Klang. Be on the ball with your health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.